stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I'm Sam, radio coordinator. That was Tiger Trap, Words and Smiles. Really lovely song. Reminds me a lot of 2007 in San Francisco, walking around listening to that Tiger Trap album a lot. Puzzle Pieces, I think it's called. So, I'm filling in a slot on this for this week. And my show is going to be dedicated to a longtime Maximum Rock and Roll DJ, Pete, who recently sadly passed away. I didn't know Pete hugely well, but I always genuinely appreciated my interactions with Pete. I found Pete really warm and kind and welcoming. And for me, who can be a bit anxious or feel a lack of kind of belonging, felt grateful for interactions with someone who felt warm and appreciative and kind of, welcoming into Maximum Rock and Roll, which, like any kind of community or group, I think can feel uncomfortable. So yeah, this show is dedicated to Pete as a thank you for that, and my own thank you for the work that you contributed to Maximum Rock and Roll. But the other reason that I felt that I wanted to make this show was that I edited these Maximum shows for about 5 years, and I really put a lot into it. And so I would listen to all of the DJ shows, and while they all have their merits, I really, really loved Pete's show because there was such a great variety of music there, and I found through listening to those and editing those episodes some real gems and like musicians that really stuck with me and that I've found their music to be really supportive through difficult times. And I think we praise the musicians and think about the musicians and their work as like being so so, you know, fundamental to our lives, but maybe don't always give as much credit to those that potentially introduce us and are the gateway to finding those things that really make an impact. So yeah, I wanted to make this show as a thank you for that as well. And yeah, so in doing so, all of the selections in this episode are songs picked from previous shows that Pete has done. Some things that I discovered through editing Pete's shows, some just looking back through the archives and stuff that I like that Pete has played. Okay, so let's get going with some music. First song from the first set. This is Big Black, Things to Do Today.
Buy a pack of squares. Arrive at the apartment. Remember gloves. Scan apartment. Kill the dog. Thank you.
Cringer with Triangle Part 2. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Before Cringer, we heard X-Ray Specs with Obsessed With You. Prior to that, it was the East Bay's The World with Loser, and started this set with Steve Albini's Albini? Answers on a postcard. Things to do today. So yeah, I don't have a huge amount I feel to say for this show, except just maybe some reflections on some of the songs. The next one we're going to start the second set with Thayer Street by the Dogmatics. I listened to this song so many times in the last maybe like 8 years since I heard it. Like 7-8 years potentially since I heard it on one of Pete's shows, and I don't know what it was about it. It just kind of really, really hooked me, and it just, maybe some people would hear it and just like kind of standard, kind of semi like pub punk rock song from the early 80s, but just at the time it was just felt super comforting, and it sounded really good. I think the production's really good for the time. It just like resonated, but not in terms of like, oh yeah, this is my experience at the moment, just on some kind of like emotional and sonic level, it stuck with me. It's a great tune as well. Like, I feel like someone that can appreciate good songs and strong songwriting in all sorts of genres, and yeah, this one definitely is, I think, just a great tune. So thank you, Pete, for introducing this song to me. And yeah, I hope you enjoy it. And I'll be back at the end of the set. Right. That was Helen with Violet. Prior to Helen, played Tallulah Gosh, Way of the World. I hadn't thought of Tallulah Gosh, I feel like, since I was in my late teens or early 20s. I kind of forgot about that band, but it sounded really good. So, it was good to look through Pete's old shows and find that one and think, oh yeah, I remember that band. Kind of UK Tiger Trap vibe. And I started with the Dogmatics' Thayer Street. I just thought I'd speak a little bit about Helen Violet. That's Liz Harris's kind of one side project. Liz Harris, who records under Grouper. And I loved that song when I heard it, and I bought the record that it's from, called The Original Faces, I think. I've got it next to me, actually, but I won't interrupt this recording to find it. But I loved that record. It's so good. But I didn't... I remember telling someone at the time, like, oh, yeah, I really love this record. And they mentioned, Liz Harris from Grouper. And, you know, maybe other people have had that experience, but you're introduced to someone or someone mentions something. It's not even just music. It could be anything. And it just doesn't, like, sink in, or you don't think to look into it. And then, I don't know, something a few years ago, like, prompted me to look into Grouper properly. And then I just kind of really fell in love. And I know I said it at the beginning of the show, but it was just so important to me. And in terms of, like, re-finding myself, some of Liz Harris's work. And it like, speaks to you as music can do, that resonates of all genres, whatever kind of speaks to you at that moment, like, can be like a savior and a support, and also help to kind of give clarity, or help you find clarity yourself in what isn't working and be kind of instructive. And the work of Grouper has work of Liz Harris in Grouper has offered all of those things. And when I think about that, maybe I never would have got to the moment a few years ago of delving into Grouper without loving that Helen record, which again heard, I'm pretty sure, on Pete's show. Imagine when that record came out, I think around 2016 15 or 16. So that's it.